This is Chris Marcus of Arcadia Economics, and I would like to thank you for joining us on today's podcast. You're in for a treat. This is actually the very first podcast for Welcome to Arcadia, and I'm really excited that you made the decision to join me here today. And before we get started, I thought it'd be helpful just to explain why we're here, why it can be of use to understand what's going on in some of these issues that are affecting the economy. I understand that for many people, these are not always easy things to think about. A lot of people are waking up and noticing that the money printing, well, not just the Federal Reserve, but been going on around the globe. People see that the United States government, every time they reach the debt ceiling, it's raised, pushed off to another day. A lot of the problems that we saw in Europe that really surfaced back in 2011 have come back here and there in brief spurts since then, but still have never really been resolved. And that really leaves a lot of people wondering what's happening, what's going to happen, how it's going to affect them. And certainly with the memory of the crisis of 2008 and everything that happened with the subprime and the housing market and the bank stocks and really the entire globe, because it wasn't any isolated incident, it was something that affected everyone. And I think what a lot of people are starting to realize is that these issues were never resolved. That makes it more important than ever that people understand what's going on, understand the risks that are out there, because the good news is that whenever you understand what's happening, that gives you the ability to do something about it. So, if I may, I'd like to begin with a quick story that something that happened that my mom told me about a year ago. That in an ironic way shows how the willingness to take an open look and really think about what's happening and then starting to think about how you can respond to that, which is the things that Arcadia has been designed to help people with, can really be applied to this exact same situation as well. Now, for those of you living in the Northeast in the U.S., you might remember that there have been a couple vicious storms. In fact, we're recording today from Amsterdam. I remember a couple years ago I was trying to return to the U.S. and my plane was blocked because that was one of several hurricanes that have visited the U.S. in the past couple years. Now, unfortunately, my parents, who live in New Jersey, their property had a couple fallen trees that caused some problems. A lot of people had power knocked out. And I remember it was a very difficult situation. My folks are a little bit older and, you know, being without powers, it was difficult for them at the time. So earlier this year, I was talking with my mom again. And I remember it was kind of funny because she called me and she was telling me about how they were expecting another storm, but she was prepared this time because she had bought this massive power generator. So the storm comes and goes. Fortunately, it wasn't as bad as the last one. I call up mom, and what does she say? This time, she was disappointed that she didn't get to use her power generator. I'm asking her if she's okay, and she's saying, yeah, well, the storm didn't do any damage, but I was really bummed out. I wanted to see my power generator in action. And again, it's just a small story, but what it points out is that when you understand what's coming, when you understand what's going on, whether it's a storm, whether it's a financial storm, whether it's some sort of illness or whatever the challenge that person might be facing, once you're clear on this is the challenge, these are the things that I have to think about, and this is what I can do about it. For Ma, her challenge was being prepared for the weather, whatever it brings, whether it knocks the power out, whether it knocks a power line on her house, whatever it may be. once she had the power generator, she was actually disappointed that the storm wasn't worse. And the way that that can apply to whether it's the financial markets or if someone's worried about how changes in the economy might affect their job, or if you're running a business, or if you're investing in real estate. These are all things that, for better or worse, are heavily dependent upon what's going on in the financial markets, what's happening in the economy. And the good news is that when you do understand the basics of what's happening, just in the same way that she bought the power generator and then was actually disappointed when nothing bad happened, you can be prepared, whatever your challenges are, to face them, address them. And what's exciting is that you'll see how quickly you go from thinking of the economy or the Federal Reserve or whatever the latest policy out of Washington may be and being fearful and just living in that sense of fear where, what's going to happen? What if this happens? How is this going to affect me? Most people had life changed in some form or the other in response to the financial crisis. Some people lost their jobs. Some people were shifted to other roles. Some people lost a lot of money on investments. Some people thought they were about to retire and found out that their situation had changed drastically. Think about the difference it could have made had you understood in 2006 that there were problems in the housing market. Think about what you might have done differently. These are things that anyone can see and understand. And the funny part is that once you start to get the hang of it, you will understand the economy and the financial markets better than Wall Street, better than Ben Bernanke, better than President Obama, better than any of these guys that are basically working off the philosophy of, well, if there's a problem, let's print it up, let's spend more stimulus, more printing. You're arguing that 2 + 2 = 4, and they're saying it equals 5. Now, I understand it might seem, well, maybe that's too simplistic. How could it be so easy? Well, there actually is a very simple explanation. And this part should be something that rings home for you and everyone who's listening. The answer is that the majority of information that's presented to the public is biased, misleading, confusing, sometimes intentionally so, but in either case, pretty much since birth, you've been given bad information that in many cases is designed to mislead you. I mean, think about it. We had a debt crisis where people were buying houses they couldn't afford. The whole thing melted down. It was a complete catastrophe. And what has the solution been? To go deeper into debt, and when you can't borrow anymore, just start printing the rest. And that's the solution that currently the majority of the world is turning to. I mean, it almost sounds silly. Pause it for a second. Pause the recording for a second. And go find, if there's someone in your house or wherever you're listening to it, if you're walking down the street, find a stranger and say, you know, if the economy's weak and things just really melt down, you know what we should do? We should print more money. That's going to fix it. Here's a fresh batch of hundreds. Problem solved. Of course, that's not logical. It's as silly as it sounds. And it's unfortunate that that's the way the system operates right now. But what you'll find more and more, and what I was shocked to find, was that everything I needed to know was never a matter of trying to do some form of complex calculus or you know, digging through balance sheets. No one is saying, certainly not me, that you need to rearrange your whole life so that you're up until 2 a.m. digging through numbers and complex terms and figuring out what a CDO or a CLO is. And remember, at the end of the day, what we were talking about was people lent a lot of money to other groups to buy property that they couldn't afford. You've all heard the examples, you know, $700,000 house, the guy makes $15,000 a year, approved. The way Wall Street has been created and has existed for so long is basically coming up with schemes like this and then using complex language to make people feel that they cannot understand it. And I can say firsthand, I remember even when I was back at Wharton, there was something about it that never made sense. And then one day I realized, you know what? I'm going to start thinking about what makes logical sense. Imagine if I hadn't heard anything else and I just thought, what makes logical sense? And there's some people saying, hey, when you spend more than you make, just keep doing more. There are some people who say, if you make $100 a week and you spend $3,000, there's a little bit of a problem there. And I was shocked as I thought about all this background and education and training I had. And really, the key was to undo all these misguided, false beliefs that we've been given and go back to thinking about what makes sense, what's the actual situation we're in, how do I want to respond, and what can I do about it? When you're willing to do that, whether it seems like it or not right now, you have just taken the biggest step that most people will ever take, in fact, that many people, unfortunately, will never take. But the day that you're willing to do that, you've already taken the biggest step, not only to understanding what's going on, not only to understanding the financial markets, the economy, but giving yourself the life that most of us have always dreamed of, where whatever it is that we've been put on this earth to do, if you're a painter, if you're a baker, if you're a dentist, that you can do what it is that you have this passion for. You can save money, you can take care of your family, and you don't have to worry about what Goldman Sachs is doing or what Ben Bernanke is doing or what Obama is doing or anybody else. I don't have to listen to what Wall Street's saying. I don't have to listen to what the government's saying. I can listen and learn from it, but we're all intelligent people that have the ability to understand these things. So I'd like to thank you again for tuning in today to listen. I'd encourage you to go to arcadiaeconomics.com. You can read more. Start thinking about what makes sense. What are your goals? What are you confused by? And the more that you can become clear on these, you'll be shocked at how quickly things that seem confusing or overwhelming now just seem as simple as tying your shoes or riding a bike. Thank you again for joining me. I hope you're having a beautiful day wherever you are. And please come back for our next podcast. Hope to have you as a continued friend. And God bless you all.